Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're just reacting to everything around you? Like a pinball bouncing between stress, emotions, and well, let's be honest, sometimes chaos. We all do, right? But what if I told you there's a way to break free from that constant reactive cycle? To find this inner strength, this sense of groundedness, even in the midst of the storm? Today, we're diving into the power of self-awareness. It's not some mystical concept reserved for monks on mountaintops. Self-awareness is about understanding your own thoughts, emotions, and reactions, basically becoming your own best friend, confidant, and cheerleader all rolled into one. Think of it as knowing yourself so well that you can anticipate those emotional roller coaster rides before they even start. So how do we get there? How do we unlock this inner strength through self-awareness? Let me share 5 key takeaways that have seriously changed my game. First, pay attention to your body. It's like your own internal GPS system, constantly giving you signals about what's going on. That knot in your stomach when you walk into a meeting. That rush of excitement before a new project. Your body speaks volumes, but sometimes we just miss the messages. Start tuning and notice those physical sensations and try to identify what emotions they might be linked to. Second, journaling is your secret weapon. It's like having a therapy session with yourself, but without the expensive couch. Every day, take 5 minutes, 10 minutes to write down your thoughts, feelings, even just random observations. This helps you process everything that's swelling around in your head and start seeing patterns in your behavior. Third, don't shy away from those uncomfortable emotions. You know, the ones we tend to shove under the rug? Fear, anger, sadness, they are all part of the human experience. Instead of trying to suppress them, acknowledge them, understand them. Ask yourself, what is this emotion telling me? What need is it trying to fulfill? Fourth, surround yourself with positive influences. You know that saying, you're the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with, is seriously true. Seek out relationships that uplift and inspire you. People who encourage your growth and support your journey. Avoid those energy vampires who bring you down. And finally, practice self-compassion. You're human, you make mistakes, and that's okay. Be kind to yourself. Celebrate your wins and learn from your setbacks. Remember, self-awareness is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but the key is to keep moving forward, keep learning, and keep growing. Speaking of growth, let me tell you about this friend of mine, Sarah. She's always been super driven, always pushing herself to succeed. But recently, she was feeling burned out. She had no time for anything else besides work, her relationships were suffering, and she was constantly on edge. One day, she decided to try journaling. She started writing down her thoughts, her feelings, even those moments of frustration that used to just simmer under the surface. And you know what? It was a game changer. Through journaling, Sarah realized she wasn't taking care of herself. She was neglecting her hobbies, her social life, and even her basic needs like sleep and exercise. By acknowledging these patterns, she was able to make changes. She started prioritizing self-care, setting boundaries with work, and reconnecting with friends. It took time, but Sarah found that inner strength, that sense of balance she was craving. Now, think about your own life. Have you ever felt like you were just going through the motions? Like you were reacting to everything instead of actively living? Self-awareness can be the key to breaking free from that cycle. It's about understanding yourself, your triggers, your strengths, and your weaknesses. It's about making conscious choices that align with your values and goals. So, are you ready to unlock your inner strength? Start by paying attention to your body, journaling your thoughts and feelings, and being kind to yourself. Remember, self-awareness is a journey, not a destination. But trust me, the view from the top is worth it. Want more tips on cultivating emotional mastery and self-control? Head over to our website at website address for articles, resources, and a supportive community of like-minded individuals. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little nudge towards their own inner strength journey. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.